بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed the incident wherein the leaders of the Quraysh, the so-called prominent ones in society, the upper class of society, had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and requested from him for him to chase away or to drive away the poor and the downtrodden Sahaba radiallahu anhum who had accepted Islam and who would frequent the gatherings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, stating to him that it is not befitting for us as leaders in society, as the high flyers, for us to now sit in the same gathering, the same majlis, in the company of these poor people. And if we have to then bring iman or believe in you, then it would be as though we are following in their footsteps. They preceded us, they beat us to it. So therefore, if you could chase them away, drive them away, and then we will be able to come and sit with you, we will listen to you, and perhaps we will believe in you and follow you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reprimanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for entertaining this thought, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed his stamp of approval on these poor downtrodden sahaba, that they do have sincerity, they are not coming for any other motive, for any worldly gain. Yuriduna wajha, Allah says that they call unto their Lord morning and evening desiring his pleasure. This is their intention. And they are not coming for anything else. They are not coming to get any dunya, any wealth, any financial assistance. But they are coming out of sincerity because they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, in today's verse, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam how to address these poor sahaba radiallahu anhum, these downtrodden ones, those who were regarded to be the lower class of society. So how should he address them? How should he interact with them? So Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا, when those who believe in our signs come to you, in other words, referring to these sahaba, and the names of Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, those who were not really regarded as prominent in society. Nevertheless, when those who believe in our signs come to you, فَقُلْ, then say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. In other words, you make salam to them. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would then say that Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah who has created in my ummah such people that he has commanded me to make salam to them first. Of course, showing the great status, the position, and the worth, the value of these sahaba in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say salamun alaykum, make salam to them. And then say to them that كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Giving them hope, showing them the mercy, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is so important for us as well, especially in the current climate we find, where there is so much of heartbreak, so much of turmoil, so much of devastation around us, for us to give hope to ourselves and to one another. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded, say to them that kataba rabbukum, your Lord, your Rabb has made it obligatory upon himself to show mercy. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not obliged to do anything. Nobody has any rights over Allah that we can demand from him. But in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us that the right Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys over us is that we should worship Allah, we should not associate any partners with Allah. And Allah will then give us a right over him, and that is that he will not punish anyone. That person who does not make shirk, who does not ascribe any partners to Allah, then Allah gives us a right over him that he will show mercy to us. And in the hadith it's mentioned also regarding the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has divided rahmat and mercy into 100 parts. And only one part Allah has sent into this world. And that one part of mercy, we find the mother being merciful to her child and animals being merciful to their offspring. And the different types of mercy that we see in this world, compassion, kindness, this is just that one portion out of 100 portions of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept back with himself 99 portions of mercy. In one narration it mentions that those 99 portions Allah has, he will display on the day of Qiyamah, where he will show rahmat and mercy to his slaves, to his creation. So nevertheless, he is instilling this hope in the sahaba radiallahu anhum that Allah is merciful, Allah is ready to forgive. And further, Nabi alayhi salam then expounds on this that أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة, that person from amongst you who commits sin in ignorance. And here Mufassirin explain that in reality everyone who commits sin is ignorant, because he does not realize who he is transgressing against, who he is disobeying. So nevertheless, that person who sins in ignorance, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِن بَعْدِهِ, and then he makes tawbah, he repents after this, وَأَصْلَحَ, and he reforms himself, he rectifies his actions, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, then verily Allah is ghafoor, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful, all merciful. In other words, the door of tawbah is always open. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded to say to the sahaba, to instill this hope in them, that do not lose hope, do not ever become despondent. And although society might want to chase you away and drive you away, and they don't want to accept you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of acceptance are always open. Allah has accepted you. That person who will have iman and do good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely accept him. And then Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ, thus do we explain our signs. In other words, such a beautiful way, and so appealing to the logic of man also, in such a way that he can understand, we explain our signs. وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, Allah says, in order so that the path and the way of those who transgress may become clear. In other words, for you to realize what is the path of those who transgress, so that you can avoid it, you can abstain from it. This is the mercy again of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wanted, He could have left us to navigate on our own, to figure out what is right, what is wrong. And He would not have given us examples and shown us the path of guidance from the path of misguidance. But Allah's rahmat and mercy is that He made both paths crystal clear, that nobody can say that I don't know what Allah expects from me, what Allah wants from me. Allah has made both paths clear, and Allah is now urging us, encouraging us to choose the path of righteousness, the path of guidance. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.